This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Shot the feeling.
Alice 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It is time for Disneyland tickets. Do you want some? Here's how you get them. Take the word Disneyland. D-I-S-N-E-Y-L-A-N-D. All one word. Disneyland. And text Disneyland to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Disneyland. Disneyland. Everybody wants to go. We're doing it all day on the fives from now until 6:05 this afternoon, right through our show, Mason Show, Jane's Show. Woo, 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 woo.
All day.
All day. So yesterday, I read down through the track listing for Taylor's new record, and she has said that this is like a really carefully curated 12 songs. There aren't going to be bonus tracks. This is, you know, she writes a ton, and these were the ones that she selected, you know, because they were particular to the life of a showgirl, and they were particular to the energy that she had while she was doing the Eras tour. And one of the things that happened during the Eras tour was the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni situation. So, and I just read down the list. You know, here's the names of the songs. Like, I didn't even notice. I was like, I figured Father Figure was her take on Father Figures, not a cover of the George Michael thing, which, by the way, I have more on that too. One of the songs, though, is called Ruin the Friendship.
Interesting.
And I just read down the list. But the Swifties, this proves I'm not a Swiftie. I'm just a fan. But Bob knows. Bob, did it occur to you that the song Ruin the Friendship would be about Blake Lively and that whole situation?
It didn't, because I heard that and I assumed it. I was a little confused by it, but I assumed when you say ruin the friendship, you're usually talking about going from friends to lovers.
Oh, like that you would be afraid like,
oh,
to ruin them.
We're going to ruin the friendship.
Oh! Well, that's a neat spin. I didn't think of that at all.
So, and truthfully, they don't know that this is about Blake Lively. Like, we have not heard this song. We have not seen a lyric sheet that I know of.
I don't think it is about Blake Lively. Not just because of what I think Ruin the Friendship means, but thinking about the timeline. Supposedly, Taylor made this focused album while she was on tour. The tour ended in December of 2024. Blake Lively and her were still hanging out until October. The It Ends With Us movie came out in August. But,
Of last year.
But Taylor didn't get pulled into it until like the beginning of this year, I think.
Mm.
So I don't, time-wise, I don't think there was any drama
well,
yet.
Well, I actually like your interpretation of Ruin the Friendship, because that is definitely something that people, you know, they're friends with someone for a long time. They're catching feelings, but they don't want to take a chance. They don't want to ruin the friendship. I really want it to be about Blake Lively, though. I wouldn't put it past Taylor. You know, she is the queen of the, this is what this person did to me, and I'm mad about it.
That's song. So true. I just think if it is about Blake Lively, then either things
were
already going wrong.
It's the newest song on the record.
Things were already going wrong before we even knew, or she wrote it a little bit later than she's claiming.
It's weird to speculate without having heard it. So any interpretation of what that title means is just a guess, but I could totally debate if you are good friends with someone, that's the best possible person to get in a relationship with. Like, that doesn't ruin the friendship. That's the
basis
core
of the thing
of a relationship. And the, you know, look, I get it. You guys like to do stuff, and girls are sometimes do. My point,
especially
being,
at the beginning.
Right, but my point being is friendship is at the core of every marriage, or should be.
Well,
or you're
the ones
doomed.
That work.
Right, or you're doomed. So I could absolutely say that you wouldn't ruin the friendship. You would actually have a deeper, more meaningful relationship.
Unless they didn't return the feelings, and now you've put yourself out there, and they're all like, oh.
Well,
this ruins our friendship because I know you feel this way about me.
Maybe we should listen to the record and then we'll all.
No, definitely let's not. Let's just speculate about it endlessly. So I'm looking at a photo here from February of 2024. And it looks like it's in a football box. So maybe this is the Super Bowl. But it's Blake and Taylor, February 2024, with their arms. Oh. Of 2024. Okay, so this would have happened. You know what's funny? This is the time warp that we're in, I feel. I feel like that Justin Baldoni thing, if you had said, when did that movie come out, I would have said 2 years ago, at least.
It was exactly a year ago.
Incredible. Like, all that stuff, all that baloney, the Baldoni baloney, has come out since then.
Yeah, I think a year at the Super Bowl in 2024, in February, Blake was there. And then people were like, oh, is she going to be at the Super Bowl this year?
Right.
When all the drama was going on or starting. But I don't think Taylor had quite been pulled into it yet, if I remember correctly. But either way, she wasn't there. They haven't been seen together since October.
Oh, the last appearance between Blake and Taylor was October.
Yes, they went on a double date in New York.
How fun. That's
probably was fun.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Like, that makes this year feel like a really long year. Like, I guess because there was just so much of it, it was like a constant thing.
The beginning of the year lasted forever this year.
I agree with this year. This year's been, the first 6 months dragged.
Mm.
Things are great right now, though.
Oh, my God.
Looking forward, I'm just like, oh, look ahead.
October.
It's all good right out there. I just heard
the
Disney ad talking about the haunted, you know, Halloween stuff, and I was just getting all frothy and amped up.
All right, so that's one of the things that people are speculating about.
Oh, okay,
here. It's just
Blake.
You hear Ruin the Friendship, and you think it's got to be about Blake. But you're right. That's actually a really good point. This whole story is about everybody's chatter about that's definitely about this. But it is true, if it is about it, it has to be the newest song that she has written for the album, maybe. I mean, she was recording this record in Sweden during the tour, apparently. So, or was that where it was, Sweden?
Yep.
That's what she kept saying, yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not impossible that in the last couple months she came up with a song about this and is like, I'm going to try to add this on. But if it is specifically set in the era, then it really wouldn't fit that mold.
Exactly. And I also wonder, she and Travis were never friends. They were just a relationship. So I don't think it could be about ruining her friendship with him either.
Right.
And sometimes she does do songs about other people in her life.
Mm-hmm.
like from their perspective, but so I it could be about somebody else. But based on the way she was explaining the album, it sounded it was like it was all going to be autobiographical.
Right.
I can't wait. We'll find out.
The Life of a Showgirl, October 3rd. It isn't that far away.
Thank goodness.
6 weeks. I know. Imagine Thank if we goodness. Had to wait 6 months for it. Oh, how would we ever get through it?
I can't think of his name, and I like the band, but it's the guy from the 1975 was the last guy she was with before...
Matty Healy.
But it couldn't be him, because that wasn't...
No, there won't be any Matty Healy on this album.
Okay.
I don't think. I think it's all post that drama.
Okay.
I love some of the art. I spent some time yesterday looking at some of the artwork that's that is coming along with this release. The album cover's really, it's just cool. It's really this crazy stylized thing. She's in a tub and I just love the way the photograph, the main photograph is taken. It's really, it's neat. And I love some of the costumes. She feels like a woman in full to me. Like she knows who she is. She's exactly where she's supposed to be. She works her ass off. She's incredibly talented. Like I like Taylor. So the next story here is Sabrina Carpenter's reaction. Obviously, she's known for a while that she's going to be on this record. But she's on the title track. Sabrina Carpenter has a guest spot on the title track for Taylor Swift's new album. She idolized Taylor as a kid. I don't know how much younger she is. What's Sabrina Carpenter's age? Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back. Let me ask you, what is Sabrina Carpenter's
25.
Age?
25.
26.
Do you have a guess?
I have.
Oh, you do have it in front of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 26 too.
Because you just read it?
I just looked at it.
26, Vinny. Exactly 26.
Wait, I said 26.
Bob, 26. Exactly 26.
Thanks. I said 25.
Yeah, 2 points for you. Boy, we're racking up some extra points.
And you three will be playing the quiz today.
Oh, okay, yeah, great.
I've got
Do you know what it's about?
Yes.
Are you going to tell us or no? Is it a surprise?
It's yeah, we'll save it.
Okay.
I already know I'm not going to win. He's going to purposely make it so I can't win.
Well, I have been setting you up. I've been teeing you up.
This one is not teed up for her.
Sabrina Carpenter offered her reaction. It's just a quickie. It's on her stories. But she's excited about it. I mean, of course you would be, right? If you idolize somebody. So she's what, 10? I guess it's almost 10 years younger than Taylor. So there's actually, you know, something about that. Like, Taylor's 25 years old. She's got hit record. And here's 15-year-old Sabrina Carpenter just going, wow, you know, I'm a Swiftie.
I wonder how old, I don't think you'll know this, but off the top of your head anyway, remember when she announced, I'm turning pop?
Yep.
And it was a very specific, I'm leaving country, I'm turning pop. And she was still really young.
It was for the 1989 album. On a Yahoo Live, she said, this is my first official pop album.
And I thought at the time...
What year was it?
That's what I was curious about. Is that...
2013? 2014?
So she would have been fairly young at that point. And I absolutely thought to myself, you should shut up, put it out, and then see if it takes before you turn off the audience that built you up to where you're at. But she knows her stuff.
Yep.
She'd also kind of already been doing that. The previous albums were getting more and more pop.
She did start to cross over before she made the big announcement. But I felt the same way as you, Vinny. I was like, why even say it?
Yeah. Why would you
just put out records? You're big and getting bigger. You'll be fine.
But
she's the biggest thing though ever. Right.
Turns out she can back up what she's her, you know, your mouth writes checks. She seems to have the balance to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
If I can go back to Sabrina Carpenter
second. Of course.
Every time Sabrina and Taylor's friendship comes up, I can't help but think about Olivia Rodrigo because when she first came out, she was famously a huge Swiftie, very inspired by her music, and they were starting to hang out, seen together at award shows and that sort of thing.
Olivia and Taylor,
until there was a copyright issue. Like Olivia accidentally, plagiarized one of Taylor's songs and one of Paramore's songs. And there were like low-key lawsuits and she ended up having to give writing credits on multiple of her songs.
I remember
from
when
her
that
debut
happened.
Album.
Yeah.
to other artists. And ever since then, they've never been seen together. And now Taylor Swift and Sabrina Carpenter are really good friends.
Who are enemies.
And Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina obviously have that crazy history.
Right.
So I just feel every time I see them like happy together, I feel a little bit bad for Olivia Rodrigo.
I know, I love Olivia. There's a great photo. I was looking at a few things about Taylor Swift this morning. And one of the things that I saw was, you know, Taylor's very tall, 5'11", I think. And isn't Sabrina Carpenter like exactly 5 feet?
Yes.
So Sabrina Carpenter is wearing those platforms. You know, even under the foot, you've got 3 inches. And then there's just a 9-inch heel behind it. She's like, just. And Taylor's wearing kind of low heels. And Taylor is so, and there's Sabrina standing up as straight as she can. And
on platforms.
And Taylor's like sort of bending down and kind of tipping. honest to God, she's like the, you know, I'm the monster on the
monster
hill.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
I always think about the picture of Taylor Swift with Bruno Mars. They're on stage at some award show.
Yes. Oh my God. Is he like 4'11"?
He looks half her size.
I know.
Half.
Well, she's tall. She's big.
I don't think she's quite 6 foot, but she's close, right?
Yeah, 5'11".
5'12".
She's like 5'12". So it's nice for a tall girl. I don't know how tall Travis Kelce is, but he's got to be mid 6 feet, right?
That's one of the things people said when they first started dating is it must be nice for her to feel small with a man.
To have to look, you know? Up. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just a little girl.
I'm just a wee thing.
After being with all those tiny British men.
I know. Did she ever date anyone taller than her?
John Mayer, I'm sure, was taller.
Oh, yeah.
Than her.
John Mayer is actually really tall, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm. He's actually surprisingly big.
Yeah.
When we met him,
you go to take a picture and you go, oh, goodness.
And then ever after meeting him, I realized if you see pictures of him with a guitar in front of him, he makes a regular size guitar look tiny.
Oh,
and
he's
you
a
go,
little small.
Oh, I should have noticed that all along. I think he's like 6'4".
Yeah, he was. I don't know what he is, but that sounds right. He was noticeably like, you know, someone could be 6'1", 6'2", and you're like, oh, that's a pretty tall guy. When you start getting up into the fours and fives, right, and et cetera, like that is, it's very tall. There's a guy who works down the hall here, Carter, at our a little brother station, and I don't know how tall he is.
He is huge.
I think that dude might be 6'6 or 6'7. Like, he's really tall.
Mayor, it says here, is 6'3.
Oh, okay. Mm.
But he's still, he felt tall. I'm not that tall. I'm 6 foot or so.
Yeah.
But he felt, I was looking up to him.
Whenever I see Carter or I'm talking to Carter, all I can think about is how big he is.
I know. He's so tall. He
so
walks in
huge.
A few times. We take an elevator up from the garage and he jumps out on the lobby sometimes, like once in a while. And I swear to God, like the first time it happened, I'm looking at my phone, whatever, and like, oh, the doors are opening at the lobby. And he comes walking in. It's like he kind of has to duck a little bit to get in. I go, God, I didn't realize how tall you were. He goes, that's because you always see me sitting at the computer. You always see me sitting. I was like, oh, sorry. I know your whole life people have gone, oh, I don't know. I didn't realize how tall you were.
Is it okay to ask? Like, I always want to ask him, did you play basketball or football? But I always feel
he
like.
He looks like a football guy, doesn't he? But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
He's in the sports biz.
He works at a sports station.
Fairly safe to ask a simple question like that. You don't have to.
He probably does get it a lot.
Yeah.
When I met Icky, who used to work with us here, he's 6'5". And when I met him, I was like, oh man, what are you doing here? Why aren't you playing basketball? And he goes, I'm really bad at it. And I went, well, practice. You've got the one ingredient necessary. You just got to learn how to put the ball in the hoop.
And he was like, nah, you know what I'd rather do is like, you know, date people and go out for lunch. And
well, he was also a video game head as a kid. Mm. So he used to tell me, well, I did school in high school too, but I just went and played video games. And I'm like, you left school to sit at home and play games, which you were going to do as soon as school's out?
Mm.
Well, yeah, but then I didn't have to go to school at all. I just stayed home and played games all day.
Sounds good. Sounds right.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, priorities. We've all, you know, everybody's got their own. I've been working on my high score. So anyway, I don't know how this happened.
Tall girls.
It's just Sabrina Carpenter's reaction to being on the title track. She's had to keep it in because obviously nothing was being announced until Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock our time on the New Heights podcast. But immediately after that, she reposted an image of the 12 tracks and wrote The Life of a Showgirl, October 3rd. I know someone who's freaking out and it's me. So she's excited and ready for it to happen. She shared another slide that included a photo of them performing on stage during the Eras tour. She jumped out and did a show. And then she uploaded another accompanying album image and wrote, must also point out that, like, look at that outfit. Anyway, they have a song. I'm really looking forward to this record. I like Sabrina Carpenter too. That Man Child song has really grown on me. Mm. I mean, like you were saying, like, what was it? It was Espresso and Feather. And Please,
oh, she's got
Please.
A ton of hits.
Like,
absolutely.
I like all of those, but I just like the hook in Man Child and it's fun. And then just quickly, I wanted to say to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, please let us know if they take you up on the offer. Apparently, Travis Kelce was talking about he's got this like deep love of otters and he was talking about it on the podcast. And of course, everyone was watching and listening to that. And Monterey Bay Aquarium was like, we'd love to have you. We have 5 unreleasable female otters that live here at the aquarium and we would love to have you come to, you can, you know, whatever. Offering and we'll roll out the red carpet for you. So everybody, now we're on Taylor and Travis alert. Let us know if you hear that they're coming to town.
Otters are super, super neat. I've been in the ocean with them when they're not paying any attention to the surfers that they're swimming around and within, but I've seen them dive down and it reminds me of cartoons. Come up, they get on their back and they've got a starfish and they just start eating it.
And, they're snacking.
And it's like in the cartoons where you see it and you go, that looks delicious. They make it look so good, but it's a stupid starfish. Like no one would eat.
So have you grabbed one?
No, I'm not going to eat a starfish, but there they are. They eat it right on their belly and float on their back.
Have you seen them try to, when they crack stuff on their belly too?
Yeah.
Using
a tool?
Right in the surf line.
Yeah,
otters
you can
do.
See them a lot at the if you go to, off the pier at the beach boardwalk, there's usually some otters down there watching. They're so cute.
And one final note, apparently an ex-boyfriend of George Michael's has decided it's time for him to weigh in here. He would have loved Taylor Swift's interpolation. Apparently, this is not just a cover. It's a use of the song Father Figure, the George Michael song Father Figure. Taylor, I don't know if this guy's heard it or how he would know this, but the quote from him is that it isn't a straight sample, an interpolation, meaning that you'll hear the melody of his 87 classic woven into her track. So I don't know if that gives people more info, but apparently it's not a straight cover.
Okay.
Interpolation, I don't really
what
know
I read
about
the
that.
Other day before we came on when the big announcement was made was that it's a cover, but they never slept with him, I don't think. So maybe this person, a former partner of his. What did you say he was?
He's an ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend,
they
okay.
They were together for over a decade. They broke up in 2009.
So he may have inside info.
He may. It feels weird that he would know that. Yeah. It was a long time ago that they broke up and he died 7 years after that. But it just adds to the mystery surrounding the new Taylor Swift record, The Life of a Showgirl, October 3rd, everyone. Mark your calendars. What's coming up?
In your nerd news, I have something straight from a Stephen King novel.
Ooh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Tonight's Friday night.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen?
All kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, all yeah. Right.
I mean, it's Friday night. It's going to be.
You're going to go off?
Amazing. I mean, I don't really go off anymore the way I used to, but.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
But it is sexy time at your house on Friday.
It is. We'll get that out of the way. And then move away. I think Pat and Marianne are going to come over and play some cards. John's going to make shrimp tacos.
Oh, we're all getting ripped.
Yeah, we'll probably get ripped.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, but, I hope you don't barf.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. I hope I can stay up past 9. It'd be great. Sometimes I just throw people out. I'm like, I'm sorry. Go away. Just get out. I'm done.
Well, and John's usually probably like, you can go to bed. I'm having fun. You don't have to throw everyone out.
No, John's pretty much, we're old people now. It's crazy. It's definitely, things have changed. It's Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. We're glad to have you here. And if you missed any of the show today, it was amazing. So check out our full show podcast. We got those. They're up everywhere. You get your podcasts. Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever those are available. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show is there. Oops.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Ah. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Lots of Taylor this weekend.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Huh.
Weather right now in downtown San Francisco is beautiful.
Mm.
Sun is out.
Yeah.
Sky is blue.
Looking good.
And temperatures around the bay will peak in the low 80s. So
sounded like a Friday.
Hope you have a great Friday.
Mm.
And I hope that Pat and Marianne don't get thrown out.
Well, they'll get thrown out at some point, but they're, you know what? They also, they're like, yeah, okay, we'll see you later.
You're crazy. Where did we go? Cash Creek? Yeah. John was like, good night, everyone, and went out and gambled. John likes to party.
John also didn't have to get up at 3 a.m. the next morning.
My point exactly.
Right.
All right. We begin with some, well, yeah, okay. We'll begin with nerd news.
Oh, nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
I don't know if this is gross or not. If it works, then I guess it's worthwhile.
Okay.
Would you use toothpaste made out of human hair?
I wouldn't.
It sounds like a really bad Stephen King, like one of those things where you go, oh God.
What is the...
They're using humans.
Do they boil it down to like a gelatinous substance? And what's good about that? Why would I do that?
A study found it coats your teeth to mimic your natural enamel and protects them better. This toothpaste made out of human hair. It could hit stores within 2 years. It does sound like they might use wool for the final product rather than human hair because they got a marketing problem.
They do have a marketing problem.
You know, human hair makes you feel like that's gotta be gross.
It's readily available, though. I mean, as long as you're not looking for long human hair, like just set up a few deals with some hair salons. They're sweeping piles of that stuff up every day.
I pull a mouse-sized piece of hair out of the drain in my shower.
We're not using that one.
Why not? It's hair?
I know, but it's always like, there's like a gray cast to everything that's in your drains. Ugh. You pull that thing out and it's like, it reminds me of that. What is that movie where the girl's, her hair's hanging down in front of her face and...
Oh, The Ring.
The Ring. It reminds me of The Ring, like... Ugh. The crap you pull out.
The hair
drain.
That I'm pulling out is Christina's, and it's always got a clump of conditioner in it.
Oh, like a big chunk fell out, and the conditioner just hangs out in it.
And it just sits in it. Yeah, uh-huh. It's always got that on it. In other nerd news,
all right.
The new version of ChatGPT is facing a ton of backlash. A lot of users think it's worse than the last version.
It has made a significant number of mistakes.
OpenAI ended up re-adding the old one as an option because people have been complaining so much about the update.
That's funny. I wouldn't know who to complain to. I just tell them, why are you so dumb today? But, you know, I don't want to do that because when the AI apocalypse happens, I want to have been one of the nice people.
In good AI news?
Okay.
AI designed a new antibiotic that can kill drug-resistant gonorrhea, also known as super gonorrhea. AI designed it.
Say that again.
AI designed a new antibiotic that can kill drug-resistant gonorrhea, also known as super gonorrhea.
Well, that is great news for the super gonorrheans around us.
Well.
It's great.
If you're...
There's some guy working on a cure for that, right? And he just heard you say that. Oh, are you kidding me?
I imagine there are still, despite, you know, how I'm living, there are still people out there the party people are having the time of their lives. Mm. And someone who gets caught, as someone might say, with super gonorrhea, and now they're on the sidelines, this is great news.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're on the sidelines.
I can get back to my good times as soon as I get this thing.
If everybody
up.
Who had super gonorrhea would sit on the sidelines for a while, you know, until we knocked that thing down, maybe we wouldn't have super gonorrhea anymore.
I never had gonorrhea at all, so I don't know
of gonorrhea?
That's my question to you.
I don't have an answer.
You never had gonorrhea?
No.
Which one did you have?
Chlamydia.
Oh.
If anyone's interested, that's what I had.
I don't know that. Yeah, I'm not sure. I never had it. I never had chlamydia either. Yeah.
It's, you know, painful when you go number one.
This is gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Okay.
And pain or bleeding between, you know, your cycles.
Do you ever get gonorrhea?
No, I've never got that.
Chlamydia?
No. I don't know how I managed to, like, weave my way around and rack up the numbers and not get anything, but it
good for you.
Yeah.
You racked up some numbers, huh?
I racked up some numbers. When I moved to San Francisco from New York, I racked up some big numbers.
Oh.
You were on a roll.
I was on a roll. I was working here, all lady radio station listeners, and...
And you were hot property.
And you were a thirst trap.
I was dating a lot. And,
good for you.
That just goes to show you the level of the people who listen to this station. They're not walking around with super gonorrhea. So thank you.
Oh.
Clean, wonderful.
Now that's a spin.
Well,
try
done.
To find one. Sure. We have the best. Ours have the best BD.
What? Around 10% of people get almost no pleasure from listening to music.
What?
It's called around 10% of people get almost no pleasure from listening to music. It's called musical anhedonia.
Anhedonia.
Study found it's because of how their brains are wired. They get no joy.
That's a very large number of people. 10%
is a big number.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Like, I just can't believe that.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
I really love music. All kinds.
Remember we had a conversation a while ago about like, if you had to lose your eyesight or your hearing. Mm-hmm. And we were just sort of going back and forth talking about it. And I've thought about it just so much since then. It will like pop up into my, because as I'm losing my eyesight, I'm like, you know what? I really would not want to lose is my hearing. Like there's so much that is so important to me about that, like to not be able to sing anymore or to not be able to enjoy music or hear people's voices obviously you don't want to, ideally you get to keep them both, but if I had to lose one, maybe I would go eyes.
The gifts we've been given to begin with,
to perceive
most of
the
us,
world around us. It's
incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And you do take it for granted because I wouldn't want to lose either.
Right. But if you had to pick one.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. I agree. Listening to music's really important, but to not see.
I know.
All the beauty that is in the world,
yes.
That'd be a tough one too. Anyway, you don't have to.
No, thankfully, yes. I mean,
although you did just point out your eyes are going. So.
They are. Oh, man.
You know, if you hear Maddie tell it, this lady's really good in bed.
Okay, so she's crazy. Go on.
Tell me about her. Is it Britney Spears?
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a Britney Spears post that's...
Oh, is that coming up?
No,
I'm never going to
be able to get to it, but just she can't dance.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A 51-year-old woman named Janice Oney was arrested after she intentionally started a fire at a man's home in Maryland. She says it's because he owes her $7. The man said Janice was someone he'd known for several years. They're friendly. And she showed up at his home on July 3rd and said, "Give me my $7 right now.
I want my $7.
And he honestly is saying, "I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh.
I don't owe her $7. I've never loaned her any money at all. What are you talking about, Janice?" They argued and she left. Again, because he's like,
Did she say what he owed?
No, she just has it in her head that she is owed $7 from this guy. She knocked on his front door, said, "Give me my $7. They argued because he was like, "I don't know what you're talking about, Janice."
Right.
She returned a few minutes later with a bottle of gasoline,
oh,
poured it all over his front door, lit his house on fire, and sped off on a bicycle.
God, she sounds hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sounds really good.
She sounds like someone you'd be into, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
As long as she wasn't wearing a hat.
And you never heard her pee.
Luckily, the guy, because he'd just been fighting with this lady, noticed the fire and was able to extinguish it before the authorities arrived. Janice is in big trouble. She's facing a slew of charges, including first and second degree arson, malicious burning, reckless endangerment, and destruction of property. And the guy, again, says, "I don't have any idea what she's talking about. I do not owe her $7."
And $7, if you owe me $7 and I want the $7, I do want it still, but it's not enough money to light your house on fire. $7 million, you're up in flames, my friend.
I like, get naked as much as the next guy, but when you really think that is what you are willing to put up with, that kind of crazy.
He hasn't seen her mugshot yet.
What if she's great looking?
That matters.
If she's great looking, it's hard not to.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh. All right. You say so.
Okay.
Just kind of learn how to deal with crazy.
That's the point. There is no way to.
Right.
You can't see what's coming.
Very unpredictable.
It comes from out there.
Field. I fight crazy with crazy.
Okay. That's true. He does have his own brand. We all have our own special brand of crazy.
All right. That's fine. A new poll found the average car has seen 11 major life milestones.
Oh, the average car.
The average car. First dates, teaching your kid to drive.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. A new poll also found 48% of car owners are planning to keep their current car until it is done.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan.
Yeah, I think that's that whole turning cars out and jumping into a new one has become, that's here we are supposed to be concerned about the environment. Drive your car longer. Mm. That'll help too. You know, that it's just wasteful.
Yeah.
They buy a car and every 2 years you turn it in and get a new one. All right.
What? Well, junkyards. I was going to say, what happens to old cars?
Junkyards.
But I realized I knew the answer.
90% say they at least have a fondness for their car.
I love my car.
10% of us say we hate the car we're driving.
Oh.
40% say they love their car. I love my car.
Yeah, I love my car too.
And I didn't know what I was going to make of it going electric. Right. I was really worried.
Yeah.
Really worried.
But it has worked out for you.
Yeah. Like
you do seem to be exuberantly into your car.
I am absolutely happy and proud of my car. I want to be electric. I remember Budman saying, we decided to be an all electric family and we did that because I have kids and I want the environment. And I heard that and I thought, I want that too. Mm. I'm going to do that. And I have. Anyway, they say that the major milestones in your car include epic road trips, first dates, teaching your kid to drive, dropping them off at college, moving to a new city, rushing to the hospital to give birth, hearing new music. There you are.
Yes.
Putting on the hearing that song for the first time while you're driving down the road. There's something about that for sure.
There's only been a few times in my life where I heard a song for the first time and just was instantly like, you know, that you just get moved by certain songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rare. Like songs grow on us all the time. But usually the first time you hear a song, you're not necessarily bowled over by it. I love that feeling. Hear something for the first time and go, oh, man. Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap and Still Loving You by the Scorpions.
That is the song that you heard the first time and loved it.
I went, oh my God.
The Scorpions?
Yes. And Mandinka by Sinead O'Connor.
That?
I was like, this is crazy. I love this song. I'm sure there were others, but those are the only ones that pop in my mind.
I can't believe you even came up with that list.
You don't have a song that sticks in your head? Like, I've loved that song since the first time I ever heard it.
There's too many. I'm just bottlenecking. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I can remember exactly where I was when I heard them. And like, they're like a moment for like a mouth open staring at the radio like, oh my God. Oh my God. Radio.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. Fast. The name Imogen.
Oh. Oh my God. Were you going to do this before I just said Imogen Heap?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Go on. Tell me.
The name, pardon me. The name Imogen is probably a typo. Historians believe Shakespeare was probably trying to write about the legendary British queen named Inogen with two N's in his play Cymbeline.
Never even heard of that one.
But was printed as Imogen and that stuck.
Oh. So if you're named Imogen, your name is a Shakespearean mistake.
A misprint.
I like it. I like that. That's cool.
Is that weird? You just said Imogen and I'm like, oh my God.
When was the last time on this show we said the word Imogen?
And who even listens to Imogen Heap?
Well, she had a song on Alice years ago, but that hide and seek song. I think the reason the hide and seek song came out was because they say if you have a new sound system, you're trying to test it out. Like it's the way it's recorded, and that song is like it sounds just amazing coming out of speakers, like a sound system.
Okay, So it's at Good Guys. It's what's at in good, the
sure,
stereo.
Right, they've got it
good
right
guys,
there. Right.
So they can. If you don't know Good Guys, never mind.
It's an olden time. It's from 10 years ago, at least. Maybe more.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
An awesome event that Vinny and his mom can attend this weekend. She is going to love it, Vin.
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.